where the year of the rabbit has opened with tragedy. Just outside of LA in a small city called Monterey Park, Lunar New Year celebrations were underway Saturday night at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio when a gunman entered and killed 11 people. He injured several others. Producer Janaki Mehta and I came to the intersection of Garfield and Garvey Avenues last night, just steps away from that dance studio.
Chinese community-wise, I don't think we've ever encountered anything of this magnitude.
Yang Zuo was clutching his young daughter's hand, the two of them just trying to process what had transpired less than 24 hours ago.
When you first heard the news, having lived here for a while, like, what went through your mind?
Outrage, just shock. Not even outrage, just shock. Just jaws to the floor, instant shock, because this is a very conservative community where everybody is, for the most part, over 40. Everybody just minds their own business. They're just here to make an honest living. That dance studio is behind the Bank of America that everybody goes to. It's also right next to the sheriff's station. So this is a very safe neighborhood.
Yeah.
We kept hearing that, how safe this neighborhood has always been. Li Huang, who moved to Monterey Park after emigrating from Shanghai, showed me a video on his phone of what Garvey Avenue looked like just on Saturday night.
Okay.
Hours before the slaughter.
Oh, yesterday there were clowns and balloons and ticket booths and looks like amusement park games where you could win prizes. Oh, just a sea of people, a parade. Right here on Garvey. This is last night. Yep. At 5:38 p.m. last night.
Well, all those balloons and ticket booths were gone, replaced by yellow police tape, road barriers, and makeshift memorials of flowers, candles, and cards. One read, "May the AAPI community do what we do best, take care of one another." I don't speak fluent Mandarin, and I found myself awkwardly resorting to Google Translate with some people.
Google Translate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monterey Park has been called the first suburban Chinatown. This community is about two-thirds Asian, mostly Chinese, many recent immigrants.
Tell me why you wanted to come here tonight with these flowers.
Hunter Chow had been hanging back, watching the mourners from a distance with a bouquet of flowers in his hands.
Because today is Chinese New Year, and it's very sad that something like this happens on the first day.
Chow says he first came here after emigrating from Hunan province in China because he wanted to live in a place where he could fit in culturally. And you know, a lot of people think of Monterey Park and the surrounding area as a place to find really good Chinese food. And it is, but it's so much more than that. You come here to be with people who look like you, talk like you, share the same background as you. And for Vincent Wu, who just moved here a month ago, this was a comfortable start in L.A.
Yeah, you don't got a chance to use English there.
How much do you speak English when you're just going about your life here in Monterey Park?
10%.
10%?
Even though the majority of people in Monterey Park are Asian, other immigrants who live here feel a sense of kinship too, including Adam Jonah, who's originally from Budapest, Hungary. He's lived here almost two decades, and he happens to be one of the dance instructors at Star Ballroom Dance Studio. We approached him after he had just placed a bouquet of red and white flowers on the street.
Were you there last night?
I was supposed to be there last night, but my schedule got canceled due to my students went to a different venue.
Oh my goodness. What went through your mind when you heard what happened last night?
Honestly, I'm just in denial still at this stage.
Did you know personally any of the people who were killed or injured?
Of course, I work with them, and I still don't know who the 10 other person who got injured. But I'm hoping that everybody is okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about the community at Star Dance?
Since a lot of patrons are elderly or retired, mostly recreational dance or classes, showcases, parties.
I mean, was there a part of you that was so relieved that your class got canceled?
The part of me today start to hit reality that no day is guaranteed, and I'm very blessed that I'm here. And I was a little mad to my student that starting out the new year a little lazy and a lot of classes are being canceled, but it is very sad.
It is very sad.
Before leaving Garvey Avenue, Jonah told us that he's bracing himself to learn the names of the victims that he fears he will recognize.
I'm not looking forward to that.